Different negotiating styles. Knowing what is driving the seller's negotiating style is the key to understanding the pressure points that will enable you to get a good deal from the seller. The competitor style is the style that neophyte negotiators know best, and it's why they see negotiating as being so challenging. The seller feels that they have lots of options available to them, and all they have to do is get a good offer from you is to be a tougher negotiator. If you assume that the seller is out to beat you by any means within the rules of the game, you fear meeting someone who might be a better negotiator than you or someone who's more ruthless than you. The competitive style certainly exists at most car dealerships. The car dealer attracts customers by offering the lowest prices in town, but pays its salespeople based on the amount of profit they can build into the sale. It's a gladiatorial approach to negotiating. The customer wants to buy for the lowest price, even if the dealer loses money and the salesperson loses his commission. And the salesperson wants to drive the price up because that's the only way he can make any money. Sound the trumpets, let the spectacle begin, and may the best person win. Competitive-style negotiators believe that you should find out all you can about the other side, but let the other side know nothing about you. Knowledge is power, but competitive-style negotiators believe that because of this, the more you find out and the less you reveal, the better off you'll be. When gathering information, the competitive-style negotiator distrusts anything that the other side's negotiators might tell him because it may be a trick. He gathers information covertly by gathering all the information he can about you and your real estate investing style. Since he assumes that you're doing the same to him, he works diligently to prevent the leaking of information about him that may be of value to you. He may be in default on his mortgage, but he doesn't want to tell you that. He may desperately need to close his sale so that he can complete the purchase of his retirement home, but you're not going to learn about it from him. What's causing this approach is the assumption that there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. What's missing is the possibility that both the seller and the buyer could win because they're not out for exactly the same thing. And by knowing more about the other side, each side can concede issues that are important to the other side but may not be significant to their side.